Geek Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday.
Oh, finally Frackin' Friday. We've missed you.
Long week. It's been a long week. And we've got a cool weekend coming up. Of course, today we're going to be taking a look at the new movies coming out. Geekified News, all those fun things. Halloween, just literally right around the corner. We're going to go celebrate it the only way we know how. That there's the Bruce.
The password. I remember. Is it let me through or I rape you and kill you?
What the hell do you... No, it's trick or treat, man.
Oh. Hi. Okay, you're forgetting.
I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
That's true.
Yes, we do.
This date, October 29th in 1618, Sir Walter Raleigh's head was whacked off in the Tower of London. He'd been accused of plotting against King James and of botching a 1616 expedition to Guyana.
Oh.
When government used to kill you for not doing your job. 1863, the International Committee of the Red Cross was formed. 1929, Black Tuesday stock prices crashed in panic selling on Wall Street.
Ah!
1940, the first peacetime military draft in America went into effect. Sorry, folks, we just don't have enough people. Come on.
Peacetime. Yeah.
Yeah. Peacetime. Sure. Why not? Yeah. 1942, the Alaska Highway was completed. I don't know if it went to nowhere or not. 1945, the first ballpoint pens went on sale in America, 57 years after it was patented, at Gimbel's Department Store in New York for
$12.50. $12.50 for a ballpoint pen?
At first, there was some concern over whether the check signed with a ballpoint would be legal. 1947, I think that would determine who was signing it. 1947, GE was the first who successfully produced rain by seeding cumulus clouds with dry ice at Concord, New Hampshire. Although technically I believe that was God that did it first.
Oh,
1964, okay. Thieves made off with 563-carat Star of India from a New York museum. It was recovered about a year later, and the three men went to prison, which would make a great sitcom. 1966, Lunar Orbiter 1 crashed on the moon. Crashed.
Yeah.
1969, the first ever computer-to-computer link was established on ARPANET, the precursor to the Internet.
Yes.
Yes.
What's his face?
Al Gore.
Al Gore, yeah.
1994, Francisco Martin Duran of Colorado Springs fired more than 2 dozen shots from a semi-automatic rifle at the White House standing on Pennsylvania Avenue. He was later convicted of trying to assassinate President Clinton and sentenced to 40 years in prison. And all he did was shoot at the house.
Yeah, well,
good job there, pal. Birthdays?
Let's start with Mr. Ben Foster. He is 30 years old today. He played class clown Tucker James from Disney's Flash Forward.
Really? Wait a minute, because that means you missed Richard Brentisano, who's 27, the Green Mystic Ranger on Power Rangers Mystic Force.
Ooh, how did I possibly miss him?
No idea, you slacker.
Yeah. Gabrielle Union's 38 years old today. Very, very beautiful woman from Bring It On, Bad Boys 2, a couple other things.
Winona Ryder is 39. She was Lydia in Beetlejuice. She's Veronica in Heather. She's Amanda. Oh, in Star Trek. That's right. She's Spock's mom now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not anymore. She's dead.
Well, no, she still is, or not she's alive.
She's still dead, though. Dan Castilia is 53 years old today. It's Homer Simpson.
Wow. Kate Jackson is 62. Sabrina Duncan on Charlie's Angels.
Yes.
Angels.
Mm-hmm. Angels.
Richard Dreyfuss is 62.
Yeah.
Come on, that should be your next one.
Well, he is. I keep forgetting who's alive and who's dead.
Oh, okay. Well, he was Kurt on American Graffiti, Matt Hooper in Jaws, of course.
Yeah, we actually saw Jaws yesterday at the gym.
Did you?
Yeah.
Outstanding. And, of course, he was in Piranha 3D. Robert Hardy is 85. Cornelius Fudge in the Harry Potter movies.
Okay. I have nobody else that's alive.
Neither do I. That's
okay.
Why I left it to you. When I would go to dead people, I look to you.
Fanny Bryce, born in 1891, one of the Ziegfeld Follies girls.
William Barenberg, born in 1915, opened the first cerebral palsy kindergarten, a pioneer in the treatment of cerebral palsy. Before him, no one else really cared, and that's just wrong. Just sad, really.
Yeah, it is. All right, TV Page is over there on CBS. You have Medium, CSI New York, and Blue Bloods.
ABC tonight's rerunning It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, that they showed last night.
Yeah, last night, yeah.
Primetime 2020 on as well.
Okay. Fox, you have a repeat of House, but a brand new episode of The Good Guys.
Yay! On the CW on the new Smallville, Lois covers the Vigilante Act, which is nothing like the Civil War.
The Superhero Registration Act? No, nothing
And Supernatural is on as well.
Sci-fi, you have WWE Monday Night SmackDown, and then you
have... On Friday?
I'm sorry, Friday Night SmackDown. I keep thinking, because I so often say Monday Night, Friday Night SmackDown,
well,
and then Sanctuary.
I have a problem saying wrestling and Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, true.
Animal Planet tonight on Fatal Attractions, My Pet Python. That couldn't possibly go wrong.
No, that's cuddly. TCM, Turner Classic Movies. You have The Curse of Frankenstein and then The Revenge of Frankenstein.
Oh, see, these are good. These are the Hammer ones. Those are fantastic. No. Yes. Disney Channel, Phineas and Ferb, brand new episode. There's a split personality happen this evening, and somebody's brain will get drained.
Oh, sweet. I always love it when those happen. FX tonight, you have Halloween, The Resurrection, and then Halloween H2O 20 years later.
Which is weird, because Resurrection is the one that came after H2O, and they're showing it before,
yeah,
which makes no sense.
Yeah.
Family Channel is showing The Mask, Jim Carrey, and some good stuff there.
Is it the Jim Carrey version of The Mask? I thought it was the...
It is absolutely
okay,
the Jim Carrey version of The Mask.
I thought it was the Cher version of it. Bravo, you have Legally Blonde 1 and 2.
Well, thank God for that. Nickelodeon's got The Boy Who Cried Werewolf. Ha! See what they did there?
Yeah, good job there.
It's crazy. Crazy kids.
Oh, AMC? Cartoon?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, no. AMC, Predator 1 and 2.
Oh, fantastic. Hallmark Channel's what we're watching because a disc jockey enters a pumpkin-growing contest to save her late grandfather's farm. Shannon Doherty and Kevon Smith star in Growing the Big One.
You've got insert your own jokes here.
It stars Shannon Doherty. Hey, guys. You're doing a great job, as usual, and can't wait for Halloween, but I won't be able to scare the kids this year because I have to have knee surgery on Friday, which is today. Any ideas for what I can do other than be in my birthday suit with a cane, doing a grandpa voice about getting off my lawn like the vicar used to? Any ideas on what I can do to keep my geek skills up while I'm messing up on painkillers? You could go as Dr. Scott, and as far as, dude, if you're on pain meds sitting around doing geeky stuff, I guess you could always watch Fractals, because that would be fun. That'd be...
I have no idea what to do.
Did you see on IO9 that there's an article about Doc Brown from Back to the Future is the real villain of the series and not Biff? Read it and tell me what you think. I did read that. It was pretty cool. I was thinking WTF, but oh well. Speaking of which, did you see TMZ had talked about seeing Keanu Reeves and Bill and Ted actor Alex Winter together?
Yeah.
So until you guys can make another Bill and Ted movie, or I can, you know, take pain awake during knee surgery, you know, make mine GRD. That's from Jonathan. Yeah, Doc Brown is, of course, the villain of the series because he's the guy dealing with terrorists, stealing plutonium, and putting young children into all kinds of danger, not to mention tampering with the space-time continuum.
Oh, so that's why he's the bad guy.
Well, the terrorist wasn't enough for you?
Well,
you,
he was stealing from terrorists. He faked him out.
I was listening to Let's Still Call It Tuesday's GRD program when you introduced as Not Monday when an idea struck me. Geek Radio Daily is now famous for having officially renamed Friday Finally Frackin' Friday. GRD is known worldwide for repackaging Monday as Anti-Friday. But Not Monday. Not Monday is a nom de plume for Tuesday. It's just not up to your usual standard of transcendence. Please note there are 6 days of the week which are not Monday, Tuesday being only one of them, so come on. Let's come up with a winner. As Monday's behind Tuesday, how about Kiss My Butt Monday Day? Awkward, I'll grant you. How about the first day of the week, which is not Monday? Week, you say, well, sirs and madam, I am a critic, not in Mad Men or either Darren Stevens, so please don't mock me. Anyway, there's the challenge. There it is, a better Not Monday moniker. However, be assured that until all days of the week are Saturday, I'll make mine my days off Geek Radio Daily Days. That's from Craig.
How about No Longer Monday?
Well, I think we did Not Monday because that's the first day of the week. It's not Monday.
Yeah.
And it's such a celebration because Mondays suck.
Yeah, generally.
So I don't know. So we were always open for ideas. Whether or not we listen to them. Whether or not I could even understand people talking. Just drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn to Bruce Flintstress. I'm sorry, what? Oh. At geekradiodaily.com. Friday, we're looking at your new movies and your geekified news is coming up.
Great coffee.
Hey. Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more.
These two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do.
Oh, dear.
hppodcraft.com.
Hi, this is Walter Koenig, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Finally Frackin' Friday. It's October 29th. It's right before Halloween. And yeah, get you some Cthulhu action on. Because for all of those new kids out there that got introduced to Cthulhu from that last South Park episode, Yeah, go see what it's all about. Go find the man, the myth, the legend.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
I don't know if you can call yet another sequel an idea.
Yeah.
But Saw 3D opens today.
And supposedly, as we've heard this one before, this is the last one.
Now see,
until it makes money.
Saw 6. Okay, I was with you, Saw. I was with you up until 6. 6 was very disappointing to me. I was not pleased with 6.
Okay.
It was everything they did for 5 that was so cool, they completely undid for 6. So Saw 3D, we'll see.
Okay.
I have no idea.
The other movie that's, well, it's another movie that is coming out. It's coming out on limited release is Monsters. 6 years ago, a NASA probe returning to Earth with samples of an alien life form crashed in Central America, and new life forms began starting to appear. Half of Mexico is quarantined as the infected zone. Today, American and Mexican military still struggle to contain the creatures. The story begins with a U.S. journalist agrees to escort a shaken American tourist through the infected Mexico zone.
Oh.
And safely to the U.S. border.
Well, there you go. Of course, you could always do any of that, or it's Friday and it's right before Halloween, so you could go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show because it is playing somewhere near you.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So there is another Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is going to have, well, he's going to be sharing the spotlight, but not as small of a role as people thought. And for no particular reason, they've decided to try to entice the Tom Clancy crowd. Because Mission Impossible 4 is not Mission Impossible 4. It's Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Oh, no.
They're also going to be doing filming in Dubai, including that the largest flipping building in the world that we did a story on all those years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be filming for that, too. Which automatically means I don't want to see this movie because I don't want Dubai to profit off of anything. Because yeah. I have a problem with the people that have a problem with capitalism making one of the biggest capitalistic things I've ever seen. You know, it just doesn't add up in my head. They were at an Associated Press, the Associated Press was at a press conference capturing all of this, and they've got other quotes and stuff because they were sitting at a table talking for the longest time. But yeah, Ghost Protocol coming soon to a video game console.
He'll probably be base jumping off it or something like that.
Something like that, I'm sure.
All right. If you're the opinion that video games are better with nudity, and who isn't, then prepare to enjoy Fallout New Vegas.
Okay.
A whole lot more. Because there is a nude patch that has been released for the games, and apparently it looks pretty good. We can't guarantee that the game will make it, and you know, this patch will make the game any more interesting, but or a compelling game, or you know, anything like that. But if you get another chance to look at naked CGI boobs, it's worth the price of admission, right?
Sure.
Go over there to the patch at New Vegas Nexus, that's newvegasnexus.com, and check out the patch for yourself. And trust me, this is not safe for work.
And this would be PC gamers only, right? Because they're still not letting console go.
Yeah,
that's part of it. So Ghost Rider, the Spirit of Vengeance, you know, the one where Nicolas Cage is Ghost Rider and gets to fight Dracula for some strange reason. Well, maybe the studio is not as confident in the film as they once were.
Uh-huh.
Because the budget is being slashed from $135 million to $75 million. They're taking
almost
$60 million
wow.
from the budget. So I'm guessing this means that they're not going to get the 3D treatment that they were hoping for because
what
everything else wants to do. You know, Nicolas Cage even took a pay cut in order to help the budget because he really wants to be a superhero no matter what.
Yes. Well,
yeah, because that's just from, you know, the shocked, bug-eyed look coach that he has that he got rid of $20 million right there.
All right. The 1964 Aston Martin DB5 that was in Goldfinger and Thunderball?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was recently sold at auction.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Surprisingly enough, this car is fully equipped. Which means it has the guns come out, the tires flip, the whole the spikes come out the back. All of that works. The guns don't actually work, and the injector seat doesn't really work either. But yeah, it was recently sold at auction. It was sold from Jerry Lee, who was a radio owner. It was bought in 1968 or something like that for $12,000.
Right.
It was recently sold for $4.6 million.
Oh, that's sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There was only two cars made. The other one was stolen years ago and was presumably destroyed. Yeah, right. In other words, we couldn't just find it. But, yeah, it's only got about 30,000 miles on it. But, yeah, if you want to get yourself a James Bond car, yeah, you just need to spend $4.6 million.
Sure. It's easy enough. So have you ever heard of the Loebner Prize? It's given out every year for a machine that can fool a judge into thinking they're talking to a person for the space of a conversation. Chat program kind of things, if you will.
Yes.
AI constructs that can talk to folks. Well, you should really go and have a chat with Suzette, because after a conversation about things such as what is a hammer for, because you want to try to trip up these computers, a judge after 25 minutes said that Suzette was a human being. Suzette is not. Suzette is your proto-Cylon, I suppose. She diverted the conversation away from subjects she couldn't keep up with and stayed in her comfort zone. So, just like a regular human being would do, that's what made it so realistic. And there'll be a link in the show so you can go and talk to Suzette yourself.
She actually has more conversation skills than some humans I know.
Well, that is true. And if you're thinking, this sounds like that movie with Al Pacino and the fake actress, well, you're absolutely right, except it's all auditory, so you can go talk, but you can't go and, you know, ogle. For that, you should go look at the Nude Vegas stuff. You freak! Geek Radio Daily, licensed to Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you drop by the forums, that's always fun. Get yourself ready for the pub crawl, because that's going to be next weekend. Go like the Facebook page, because then you'll see, you know, Chris Evans in Captain America gear.
Yeah.
Posing for pictures. The new PSP stuff. Oh, and make sure you drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch, all at geekradiodaily.com.
I'm not supposed to take stuff from strangers. My dad said so.
Very wise of your dad, Georgie. Very wise indeed. I, Georgie, am Pennywise, the dancing clown. You are Georgie. So now we know each other. T-Rex?
I guess so. I gotta go.
Go? Without this?
It's my toes!
Exactly. Go on, kiddo. Take it. Oh. You want it, don't you, Georgie? Oh, of course you do. And there's cotton candy and rides and all sorts of surprises down here. And balloons, too. All colors.
Do they float?
Oh, yes. They float, Georgie. They float. And when you're down here with me, you float!